Okay, real quick. I just watched an anime called Talentless Mana. Or Nana. Yeah, Talentless Nana. That's it. And I have a problem with it. I only watched the first episode, so don't get your panties in a twist. The anime itself, actually, I kind of enjoyed the premise. I really think the premise is cool. A pink-haired main character that goes out of the realm of typical pink-hairedness. Hey, cool. Progressive. This is the shit that we need in anime. Everything about it, I'm okay with. The problem that I have is that the initial jumping into the series coincides with the title. What does that mean? I think I'm using coincide wrong. It actually, the title of the anime itself actually hurts the initial throwaway theme of the anime. Since they named it Talentless Nana, when they introduced the character Nana, I had no other choice but to believe that she was the main character. This is a problem with titles. They did the same bullshit with Akame Got Killed, where the entire time you're looking at the series of Akame Got Killed, the main character that you're introduced to is not the main character. If you had any notion or feeling that nothing, that anything bad or important was going to happen to Akame, or that she was going to be in any way, shape, or form in any type of danger, you were deluding yourself. The series was named after her. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything bad with naming your series after the initial main character, like Naruto, for instance. But you have to understand what comes with that. By naming the series Naruto, you should understand that the main character is fucking Naruto. And that's exactly what Naruto did. But when you have a series like Talentless Nana, you introduce your main character late. You have another character assume the role or position of main character. And then you try to do the whole twist thing at the end of it. You really fuck up on that aspect because people see it coming. I didn't get to enjoy the series with that twist aspect being a major thing, because of the fact that it didn't appear to be a major thing. I already knew that the series was going to focus on her, so there was no questioning in believing that the person that they're showcasing or who this anime is opening up is talking to matters. Not the sense of, like, I understood what was going to happen to him, but just I knew that he wasn't going to be the pivotal character that this anime was trying to focus on, because it's not named after him. That's just how that shit works. So it would have been a hell of a lot better if they would have just named the series Talentless. And opening up with the main character screaming about how the fact that everyone in the school thinks he's talentless or doesn't have a talent would have been the offset when you then had Nana appear and then she was like talking about, why does everyone call you talentless? Do you want to be the leader? Why does everyone call you self-proclaimed leader? And then the typical anime-ish showcasing of how, like, of what they did within the series in order for the twist to happen. That would have been fine. If you would have named it something ambiguous towards what exactly is going on without putting the main character's fucking name in it, the equivalent to Akame Got Killed, where you have multiple things happen to the supposed main character, and then in the end of the anime, he gets killed while Akame is still alive. But the entire focus of the anime was not on Akame. She was just this chick who could do no wrong or basically never get hurt. And so what exactly was the point of that type of focus? It's not creative and it's not intuitive. It's just really dumb in the long run, to the point where you would then have a main character that you could just throw away and then you still try to get your story to go on. But just, I'm going into Akame Got Killed. That's already, it's just a dumb anime, and then the manga is not any better. But still, it just, that was more so ridiculous than anything else. But it's like, that was my only gripe with this series, because it seems like it's a cool series to get into, and I want to enjoy it, but it's like that initial intro into the anime, stuff like that pisses me off, because it kind of ruins the flair of what you have going on. Now, granted, it is only just the first episode, but again, it took me out of the immersion because of the title. It just all they had to do was just title it something without giving away the name of the fucking main character. That way you can do anything that you want and it be ambiguous and whatnot. Hell, look at Gantz. Gantz is just named after the ball that is the main factor behind the story, or the main plot mover, I guess. But in Gantz, especially in the manga, multiple people die. Main characters die all the time, and you don't see them for chapters at a time, and they're not even the main focus, especially my boy K. Corona. But it's okay, because the story itself can benefit from that. But it's not called the illustrious life of K. Corona to the point where I'm now looking at this, and when stuff like that happens, it actually affects me. I can't look at Talentless Nana and go like, oh, something's going to happen to her. Because nothing can happen to her. Her name is in the title. I'm taken away from that aspect. No matter what you do or what you say, I already know that this series has a certain role that it's going to place on Nana, because her name is in the fucking title. And it's the same thing that they did with Akame Ga Kill. And going into this anime, I don't want that to be the thing. But I can tell that's going to be the thing. But like I said, I actually like and enjoy the premise of it, but realistically, that title throws off a lot of what the anime could have had going for it that would have been positive, because you can't do it now, and even if they try, again, like I said, it'll be stupid, because I already know nothing bad is going to happen. It's like a prequel that tries to put characters that are going to be in the actual original story, in danger, when you know nothing bad is going to happen to them, because you've already seen them in the later show, and they're not going, like, I've seen you in the earlier movie. This is a prequel. Why are these characters put in danger when I know for a fact that they're going to live and be in the next movie, you know? So, just dumb shit. And it's like, I'm going to fear nothing of the main character getting found out, getting discovered, getting, betrayed or anything like that, because her name is in the title, so it does not matter. None of that will matter. It has a power over you. I'm not saying that it should affect the overall story, but it should affect your initial look into the story, because that's what the fucking title is. And that's it. That's my only gripe with it. I just really want to talk about that real quick.